Handoff goes. No, it's an Allen keeper, and he's going to run it in. A four-yard touchdown run on the read option keeper by Allen. 17 is a scoring machine.
That is Chris Brown on the Buffalo Bills Radio Network. It appears as though the Bills will open up week one, their first game of the season, at home, Sunday Night Football against the Baltimore Ravens. That is what's being kind of floated out there, reported from various places, but nothing confirmed yet. We will see if that is the case. Hey, join us for a Power for a Purpose on Monday, this coming Monday, May 19th, playing a foursome at Double Black Diamond Golf Course. A majority of the proceeds are going to benefit the 11-day Power Play. Registration includes lunch, dinner, two drink tickets, greens fees, carts, and prizes. Visit WGR550/events.com to register now, courtesy of Ellicottville Chamber of Commerce and Labatt. Also, we have your ticket to eight amazing golf experiences with the WGR VIP Golf Card. For just one low price of $129, unlock a season of golfing adventures, including Diamond Hawk, Shamrock Hills, Attica's 10th Hole and Golf Course, Bobolink, and Golf Dojo. Your WGR VIP Golf Card also hooks you up with a free box of premium Vero X1 golf balls from Encore Golf, and score deals at Rick Zurek Golf Warehouse on Transit in Bowmansville. A portion of the proceeds will benefit PGA Hope. Get all the details and purchase your WGR VIP Golf Card today at getmyperks.com. Hey, we want to remind you that every single time we talk about the NFL schedule and its release here on WGR, it is presented by Window Nation, the perfect fit for your home and wallet. All right, so we have a lot that we're covering here as far as the NFL schedule is concerned. Schedule is released today. Today is May 14th. I'm not going to go this whole show without remembering and mentioning the victims of the horrible act and tragic shooting at Tops on May 14th. We remember them today and always. Celestine Chaney, Roberta Drury, Andre McNeil, Catherine Massey, Margus Morrison, Hayward Patterson, Aaron Salter Jr., Geraldine Talley, Ruth Whitfield, and Pearl Young. Always in our memories and thoughts, May 14th, we remember them today and always. 803-0550 if you'd like to jump on board the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show here. Sal Capaccio with you. All right, so what do you think about the leaks so far? What do you think about what's happening with some of these reports, week one, the Baltimore Ravens heading to Buffalo, week number one, Sunday Night Football. Week number three, Miami Dolphins, Thursday Night Football. So, Josh Schmidt, because I am a nerd for all this stuff, I'm pretty sure that I got down here. Let me see if I get this right, okay? Based on a report that also just came out, Donnie Chedrick. Where is Donnie from? I don't know if he's from Seattle or Pittsburgh. But Donnie Chedrick, who works for, let me see here, 93.7 The Fan, okay. He says, that's in Pittsburgh, by the way. He says week two, Steelers at Seahawks. Okay, so let's narrow this down now. If the Steelers are at the Seahawks week two, we know the Bills are going to play on the road week two. They're not going to have three home games in a row. We know the Bills are reported to play at the Falcons on Monday Night Football, so that's not happening week two. At the Texans on Thursday Night Football, so that's not happening week two. What do we have left with? They're not playing Miami back-to-back weeks. I think the week two opponents now, Josh, are coming down to at the Patriots, at the Jets. Now, maybe some of these teams, if you tell me you've heard, if you've seen some of these teams here. Okay, no, can't be them, or can be them, I should say. And at Carolina, that's it. I think the Bills' only three options for week two now would be at the Jets, at Cleveland, at Carolina. I've heard some rumors about Carolina. I actually wouldn't love that. I would love it to be the Jets or the Browns, selfishly, because those are cold weather cities like Buffalo. So if I'm going to get cold weather road games, Josh, I want them early in the season, not later in the season. That's I already have cold weather home games later in the season.
That's some pretty big brain thinking there, actually. I didn't think about that. I was thinking of in terms of like, you know, obviously they don't, the NFL doesn't care if you have back-to-back divisional games, but do they want to have divisional games back-to-back this early in the season? Because then you'd be playing Jets week two, Dolphins week three, right? Like that's you know, maybe that's something they don't want to do necessarily.
I don't know. I don't think the league cares about that necessarily. Sometimes you get a lot of front-loaded division games, and sometimes you don't get a division game until late, like week 8 or 9 at all, and then you get a bunch of them late. So I think pairing them up like back-to-back is not a big deal.
Yeah, I mean, I just think like the last couple years, you know what I mean? Like think about, the Bills, we saw them play the Patriots week 16, or it was like a Patriots, Jets, Patriots, right? Like that was how they finished the season last year, I think. And I don't know. I just wonder maybe they want to backload it again, depending on who the Bills can play here. I think Browns would be kind of fun to just see that early on and just figure out, you know, because early on, they're not going to have their quarterback room situated. Maybe they're going to start, you know, jumbling people around. You know, maybe it's something where we can see both Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders in the same game. That'd be kind of fun.
Yeah, I think the quarterback situation for them is interesting. The quarterback situation for the Saints when they come to Buffalo is interesting, whenever that could be. We still don't know anything about that game, the Saints. There's some stuff out there about maybe the Chiefs week 9 in Buffalo. So what would that be? Like late October, early November, right? I guess late October, maybe the first week of November. That would be week 9. I think there's some stuff out there about that. Late in the season, Bengals in Buffalo, maybe week 14. We're still looking for New Orleans. Bucks, maybe week 11 in Buffalo, is what I've heard. So you're still, you know, you're trying. These are some of the later weeks. What about the early weeks? And again, you got Cleveland. You got Pittsburgh, then would probably be trending to be towards, you know, middle of the season or very late in the season. You could do something like that with Pittsburgh. Carolina, again, heard maybe week 2, but I'm hoping actually for sake of, you know, where you go, I'd like to go to Carolina during a later part of the year because it's a little bit warmer down there, right? So that's what I like when you go to Miami late. I like when you go to Carolina late, some of these warm weather cities late, because you already play home games in this weather and colder weather. So giving a reprieve of some of these colder weather cities, and for the fans out there who like to take some of these road trips, you know, for you too. I know that you talk about how you pick a destination city. You want to go somewhere. It'd be great to go Atlanta, right? I mean, if Atlanta is a Monday night game and we don't know the week yet, hey, if it's late in the season, that's a nice weekend to get away and spend some time in the South for a weekend. Not bad. You could do that. Houston in November for a Thursday night game is not bad. Take a couple days, spend in Houston, in Texas. Not bad. We had some really, really big sports news yesterday that it's so fascinating to me. I'm going to ask you this, Josh, okay? Because you probably, I mean, I know you were not even born yet when this was the hottest topic ever, like in radio, and it is not anymore, and it probably does not resonate with you at all. But for people my age, to think about this now and like this news, and we probably spent hours and hours on talk radio, even before I was in this business, talking about it. Not as much anymore, but it's huge news. I don't know if you saw this. Pete Rose and Shoeless Joe Jackson have been, their bans by Major League Baseball have been lifted. Did you see this news yesterday?
Yeah, I saw it, and I was like, I did a triple take. I read it like 3 times to make sure I was reading it correctly.
Now, posthumously, is that how you say the word? Posthumously? Posthumously, right? That's how we say it.
Posthumously?
Posthumously, when someone passes away. Right? I mean, if Pete Rose goes in or if Shoeless Joe goes in, it's, you know, after they've already passed on. This is not a guarantee, though. You know, someone said to me last night, oh, that means they're getting in right away. I'm like, no. There's like these gatekeepers for all these Hall of Fames, these voters, right, in the Hall of Fame, these gatekeepers. Oh, you can't get past me, and I'm going to hold true to this. I'm not going to vote for someone on the first ballot. Well, one of the things they're going to do is say, I'm not voting for Pete Rose. He gambled. And you're going to have people not voting for him. I don't know if he's going to get in. I think he should. He's the all-time hits leader. But you have people who look the other way and say, or look at it the other way and say, well, I'm not doing that. My principles say don't put him in. Dude, like Major League Baseball, every sports league now not only embraces gambling, but encourages it and runs promos for it. What are we doing? Times have changed.
I also think if you look at like Shoeless Joe Jackson, I think he might get in before Pete Rose just because of the fact that there's a lot of questions around was he actually involved in the fixing or anything like that. You know, like there's a lot of stories out there. There's movies about it. Field of Dreams isn't directly about it, but you know, like it's one of those stories where it's like very convoluted, and it was so long ago that nobody was there to actually say, oh, I know what happened. So to me, I think if you look at both of them, I feel like Shoeless Joe Jackson might get in first. Not to say that he deserved it more than Pete Rose, but his whole controversy around him might be a little easier to swallow for, you know, some of those hard-nosed Hall of Fame voters. You know what I mean?
I agree with you. I think that's right. I think that he, Shoeless Joe, would probably have he could very well have a quicker, easier time to get in for everything you stated. That's a good point. I don't even know if it's a slam dunk either one gets in. I think it's more likely Shoeless Joe because of what you brought up. It is past time. It is fascinating to me, though, that this was, seriously, like, this was an amazingly hot topic when it came down. Like, for years we talked about this, Josh. Like, Pete Rose and the Hall of Fame. I actually saw someone tweet yesterday. I'm not kidding. I saw someone tweet yesterday, the best news about, you know, Pete Rose going into the Hall of Fame is we've killed the, like, worst radio topic ever. And it is true. Like, we spent hours on this. People did. I didn't. Like, I wasn't doing this yet for a living, right? I mean, I was in high school, college, and all that. But it was it carried the day. There's just been so much about it. I just find it a fascinating sports story. And, you know, we'll get more about it. But Rob Manfred has lifted the ban on Pete Rose's eligibility and Shoeless Joe's eligibility. They are now eligible to go into the Baseball Hall of Fame. You're still going to get voters to say, I'm not doing it, though. Just not doing it. And we'll see where this goes. 803-0550 here in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll wrap up your NFL schedule release day here on a Wednesday on WGR.